Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb midweek edition. It really, I say this all the time, it doesn't really matter. It's the good's the good, and the bad's the bad, and the dumb's the dumb, but let's get the good of the day.
Now, I'm going to preface this good by saying, kids, don't try this at home.
Okay, don't try
Actually,
it at
home. Adults, don't try this at home. But I do got to give it up to one man.
Okay.
And this guy, he's from Chicago, and he pulled off kind of a Andy Dufresne situation.
Oh, he did?
If you catch my drift.
Andy Dufresne crawled through 500 feet of pure filth.
Well, before we get to the filth.
Okay.
Because this guy wasn't in jail. Let me preface it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, I was all excited.
But where
he's an escape story.
Well, he chipped away at something. Apparently, the city had put a speed bump, a rather large one, just behind his garage. Like, it was in an alleyway to stop people from going. And it was a little high, and his car kept bottoming out. So one of the days he went out there, he saw that the part of it was cracked a little bit. So he took that piece and removed it. And then came the bright idea of, like, you know what? I could slowly remove this myself. And it's exactly what he did.
Good idea.
Piece by piece, a little bit at a time. No one would really notice. He kept removing sections of the speed bump.
Did he walk around the park and dump the stones out of his pants?
No, he was a little more responsible. He just kind of kept a pile of it right next to his trash cans.
That's awesome.
But but in a way, it's kind of a hero story. I mean,
yeah.
You know, nobody likes speed bumps, and this one, he said that they made it a little too high. He kept calling to complain, like, I don't mind the speed bump, but can you lower it? Because every time his car went over it, like in his driveway or his garage is right there. It's like the way we'd pull in, the way it would pull out, it would always scrape the bottom of his car.
Oh, and that's just bad, man.
Yeah.
That's terrible. So
he just took matters into his own. He did get a fine for it.
I was going to say, with you telling me this story, it's now common knowledge that he did do this.
Yeah, he ended up, I don't think he got a huge fine yet. He got a $500 ticket for digging without a permit.
All right, but here's the larger story. Okay, it cost him $500, and it's probably, I don't know his finances. Maybe it's, where is he from? Do we know?
Chicago, it's in Brighton Park. So I don't know if Brighton Park's what kind of neighborhood that is.
Maybe he can afford it, maybe he can, I don't know.
Right.
But in the end of the day, if he's shown the city, look, I asked you not to make it high, I chipped away at it. Now that I've paid this fine, can we talk about the speed bump when you rebuild it? Like, that might be worth it.
Yeah.
$500. Because, look, he had to do something dramatic to get their attention. He did. He paid $500, but at least got the attention. He got to take the speed bump out. They're going to put one in. But at least he now can say, see, I now have national media attention on this. So I think it might be worth it. But well done, Andy Dufresne, part two.
Yeah.
Man, it's too bad he didn't crawl through a sewer pipe to emerge on the other side clean as a whistle. I love that movie. That's another movie I will watch when I flip through Guide and it says Shawshank Redemption. I land on that thing.
I'm not
going anywhere.
Can't help it. That movie. You know what it is? It is too. What it is all the actors played the characters perfectly.
Perfectly.
And that's what really gets you. It is, the story is the story. I mean, it's a good story, but it's the fact that the characters, the actors played those characters. Even the secondary characters, I can't remember, like the other inmates, you could really see that. Yeah. It was almost like this was their family.
Yeah. Real quick. I don't want to get on a tangent on it, but I do want to say it was the first time. Because that movie came out in the 90s.
94.
So, 94. So I was kind of young and impressionable. But that was the first time I realized what institutionalized was.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was a thing.
No.
I thought every single person in prison wanted out of prison, right? I didn't even think about the people who went in there young, stayed there for their adult years, were older, and then didn't want to leave. Because remember when they say Biggs is an important guy here?
Yeah.
Right?
Brooks.
Brooks was an important person here. He had value. Out there, he's nobody. I didn't think about that until I saw that movie. I didn't think there was a possibility. I just thought everybody was trying to get out of prison. Like, you go to prison and you're desperate to try to get out. I didn't realize you could build a life that you were more comfortable with until that movie came out. And the warden, when he goes, not today, not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now. I kind of use that with my kids. I want the dishes done, not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now. I love that line.
Yeah, what is it? It's it comes up every so often, but at one point during when Shawshank Redemption was out, in the movie theater, you had a choice between Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, and The Lion King.
I know, right? Amazing. Amazing.
Like, what do you watch?
I will go see the new James Bond movie at the theater, and I won't have really any other interest in any other movie that is
not
in
at
the
all.
Theater that is being played at that moment. I will not go, oh, it's Bond and, ooh, that romantic comedy with Tom Hanks. No, I won't do that.
No, not at all.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is I feel bad for this guy, but apparently a squirrel has been stashing his nuts inside the guy's truck.
All right, that was a mature laugh, but now explain the story.
42 gallons of black walnuts were stuffed in this guy's truck over a period of like a couple of days.
How many gallons of
42
walnuts?
Gallons.
No way. This never happened.
The pictures are incredible. The guy literally had to take off his bumper, his fenders, because it was just stock filled with nuts.
Okay, 42 gallons of nuts were in his truck.
Yeah,
one squirrel.
The way he measured that was because he had taken all the nuts and kept putting them in trash cans, the big trash cans. They're like,
oh, so this was over how long of a period?
A couple of days.
What? Come on.
A couple of days.
You and I couldn't come up with 43 gallons of walnuts if we were walnut farmers doing it on it as a job.
I know. This squirrel, I mean, I have to believe there's more than one squirrel.
Where is he getting all of these walnuts?
I guess all the trees in the neighborhood.
I like walnuts. There's 43 gallons of walnuts
42
in
gallons
trash bags.
42 gallons of black walnuts. I mean, these walnuts are pretty big. I mean, they still have the soft shell around them.
I gotcha.
As well. Okay. But I mean, yeah, you look at these photos, it's stuffed in the engine, it was stuffed down the fenders, it was, I mean, everywhere. This squirrel was like, you know, hey, winter's coming.
All right, that's pretty awesome. Well done, squirrel.
Well done, squirrel, but
he found a place.
I mean, but does insurance cover that?
I don't know.
You got to take
good
apart
question.
Your car to get all the nuts out?
Can you imagine, like, you go to a mechanic, you're like, I don't know why my car's not running. You go, well, you got a bunch of nuts in your car. What? Got a bunch of nuts in your car. I got to break out the manifold. I got to take out the transmission. I got a bunch of nuts in there. You're like, did you say nuts?
Nuts?
Saying nuts. What do you mean nuts? Well, you know, some of these squirrels, they take nuts and they put them in the car. I would think he was lying. If a mechanic told me that, I'm like, you're just trying to get me to pay some sort of remove nut fee from your list of things you're going to do to my car. I want to see these so-called nuts.
It's funny. God. I'm going to send you the photo.
43
gallons
of nuts.
42 gallons of nuts.
Like, do you just bring them to your wife and go, hey, what do you want to do with these? Let's make something with them.
I mean, right? Or do you take them to like a farmer and go, here you go, how much? You know, you don't have to pay labor. The squirrel did it all. I sent you the photo. I emailed you the photo. So
okay,
you can
I can't
see
wait to see it.
A couple of photos.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you open up the hood, and it's just littered with nuts. You know, like, sometimes you open up the hood, and you see leaves?
Yeah, right.
And you're like, that's annoying. I'll take these leaves out. I mean, it's just everywhere the squirrel could stash a nut, he did.
See, and if you're
It's mixed in with, like, the fan belt. It's mixed in with the... I mean, everything, every place.
And if the squirrel could talk, he'd look at the guy and go, I worked my ass off.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I completely feel that this is a Donald Duck Chippendale situation.
Exactly. You know how long it took me to get all of those walnuts and put them in your car? And you just took them and put them in bags? Thanks
threw,
for nothing,
just threw
man.
Threw them in trash cans, got rid of them?
I have an idea. Why don't I just starve to death this winter? How about that? That would make your life a whole lot easier. Let me just die.
You know what? You killed me.
That's right.
You killed me.
Yeah, you killed me. You killed me. Thanks. Thanks for nothing. You just killed me and my entire family. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Man, who needs to drive. Well done, squirrel. We got your back, Squirrel. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that a Danish artist got paid $84,000 for two empty frames.
Oh, come on now with these stories.
Now, here's how it went, right? A museum had hired this guy because he does art with money, right? And they paid him. They said, here, we're going to pay you $84,000. We want you to recreate some of the arts that you did where he would, like, you know, it's just like thumbtack money in an artistic way to a canvas. I'm not sure, or glue it to a canvas. I'm not sure exactly what he did. And he decided, he looked at it. He didn't want to go through all the labor again because it was labor intensive. I don't know how, but it was. And he decided that, you know what? I have an artistic idea. I'm just going to deliver you two blank canvases and I'm going to title it, take the money and run.
Oh, God, people have too much cash.
So the museum is upset, obviously, because all they were given were canvas with frames around it. That was it. And the artist is like, no, the art is the art.
See, that's the slippery slope. Once you allowed this sort of thing to start, this is what it leads to. You pay $84,000 for a blank canvas with some artistic, theoretical piece of art that doesn't exist.
So that's now what it leads to. Now, you know, chalk that up with, banana on a wall.
Yeah.
I think it was the guy in Italy who put tape on the ground.
Right.
And
right.
got paid money and said, no, this is art.
Yep.
Avoid that area.
Art people, this is your fault. You did this. And if you don't like wasting your money on this, I don't have no sympathy for you. I'm sorry. You created this.
At least that one canvas that was painted blue. Just blue. The whole thing was just painted one color blue. At least that was okay. I can get where that's art, but I still don't understand how that one's art. But
you know what? You told the Monets and the Picassos and the Rembrandts of the modern age. You told them to go away.
Yep.
And you wanted slop on a canvas.
Who wants a picture of a visible scene?
Yeah. You know what is disturbing though? How many people out there in the world right now are really the next Rembrandt or the next Picasso or the next whatever.
It can't be taken seriously.
And the world is saying, no, we want bananas taped to a canvas and we want guys putting tape on the floor. Like, that's where it's at. If you want to make it in the art world, crazy, stupid stuff like this is selling. But if you paint a beautiful landscape that is detailed and is we got 100 of those. We don't need that. No. We don't need that. We need more bananas taped to canvases.
Because, you know, honestly, anyone who's ever watched a Bob Ross video can do a landscape.
Sure, right?
Come on. Yeah, he tells you how to paint pretty little trees. Happy little trees.
Happy mistakes. Exactly. I love that.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. And, man, I got to see this picture of the walnuts in the car thing.
It's fantastic.
All right.
It'll make you mad.
I'm sure it will.
Imagine driving down just hearing that rattling. What is that sound?
Oh, my God. It would drive me crazy. All right. We'll continue along with the wake-up call. We got to talk Ole Miss football coming up as they got that huge game against Alabama again on Saturday in Tuscaloosa. We continue on Sports Map Radio.